Hello, my name is Isaac Keith Martinez, and welcome to Isaac's Haunted Beard. Today, we are going to talk about a film from 1974, a TV movie called Killdozer. A meteorite crashes onto an island off the coast of Africa. Years later, six construction workers are staying on the island to build an airstrip for an oil drilling company. One day, the bulldozer driver uncovers the meteorite. Once the meteorite makes contact with the bulldozer, it possesses the bulldozer. Then, for the rest of the movie, the bulldozer hunts and kills the men. This is a science fiction horror TV movie. It's 74 minutes long, and it's not very good. So you may ask, why are you talking about it? Well, I just watched it for the very first time, and I do have some thoughts that I'd like to share, so I thought maybe you might want to hear them. You may wonder why I would even want to watch a movie like this. The reason is I had heard about this movie a long time ago. I don't remember like where I first heard about it, or how long ago it was that I first heard of it, but it has such a wacky idea that I wanted to see it for myself because I knew that there was no way this movie would actually be scary. In fact, I was hoping that it would be the exact opposite. So not scary that it would be funny. I was hoping, best case scenario, it would be campy because, believe it or not, in some circles, this movie is considered a cult classic. Now, I don't need to remind you that there is another movie about vehicles that drive themselves and kill people, and that movie is a cult classic, and that movie is quite entertaining, and that movie is Maximum Overdrive. Killdozer is no Maximum Overdrive. This movie, unfortunately, wasn't what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be campy, but not on purpose. I wanted it to be funny, but not on purpose. And unfortunately, it's not funny and it's not campy, even though it's an absurd concept made in the 1970s. I felt like it had all the ingredients to make a funny, bad movie. It's not that funny. It's not funny at all, actually. I was trying to picture what would it take to make this funny, because I don't think there's any universe where it could actually be scary. So all that's left is for it to be funny. So what would it take to be funny? Because I didn't watch it with anyone, meaning there was no one there heckling the movie. I was watching it by myself with no distractions. So I was just sitting through the film, giving the movie the chance to win me over in any way that it could. And I asked myself, if I were to watch this movie with friends, and it was more of a party atmosphere, could it have been funny? Like, with the right people who are clever and quick-witted, could you riff on this movie and make it fun? I don't know. It doesn't really give you much to work with. I think with professional riffers, like the Riff Tracks guys or Mystery Science Theater 3000, it could definitely work, because those guys are brilliant riffers. But just like, you know, I mean, and who knows? Maybe you and your friends are geniuses. I'd like to think that I'm friends with some pretty clever people, but it's not so much the people, but the movie. It doesn't give you much to work with. So, unfortunately, I don't think this movie could be saved by watching it with friends in a party atmosphere. When I say party atmosphere, I'm also taking into consideration the idea of if you were to watch this movie not sober, in whichever way you chose to enter the movie, not sober. Would that help it? My honest opinion is no. Like, I watched it sober, but still, I was trying to picture, like, what would it be like to not watch this movie sober? In fact, I'm convinced that might actually make it worse. I could picture this movie, which is already kind of slowly paced, feeling even more sluggish under those circumstances. Which leads to the ultimate question, is this a movie I recommend? Because all signs point to no, right? You'd think so, but hear me out. I obviously was drawn to it, and I don't believe for a second that I'm so unique that there aren't tons of people out there who are just like me. And surely, if you are just like me, you have also heard of this movie, and you have also been dying to see it all these years. Well, maybe dying is an exaggeration, but you've been curious for a long time, and even if I'm not giving it attractive description, you're going to want to see it for yourself, even if it's just to say that you've seen Killdozer. Okay, under those circumstances, I say for that one of you out there who's just like me, yeah, watch it. And who knows? I mean, I'm willing to accept the idea that someone out there might go, actually, I thought it was quite entertaining. And you know, I would never try and talk you out of that opinion. But I'm fairly certain that you won't like the movie. But what I do like about the movie is the concept. Not that it's like a clever concept, because like I mentioned earlier, it was done better with Maximum Overdrive. Just the idea of a killer bulldozer is absurd, and I am a fan of absurdity. So I just like that this movie exists. I was hoping, because it was a 1970s movie, that it would serve as a time capsule movie for that period, but it doesn't really do that because it doesn't take place in a setting that gives the movie an opportunity to showcase all the things that I like about the 70s, like the fashion and stuff like that. It's a very boring location with a bunch of kind of middle-aged, if not aging, older dudes who are kind of lacking that much flair, that much personality. So kind of across the board, it's bland. So it doesn't really have the chance to really shove the 70s in your face. So pretty much all it has to offer is the wacky idea of a killer bulldozer. And of course, that wonderful title, Killdozer. I would like to point out the obvious. I mean, I'm sure this is something that you can even picture in your mind before even sitting through the movie. Bulldozers aren't that fast. So if the killdozer is coming to get you, you have more than enough time to get out of its way. And the fact that there are so many people in this movie that do not get out of the killdozer's way is pretty funny. But not like as funny as you'd think it would be or could be, you know, so even that kind of misses the mark. I am curious, why did they make this movie? Like, who is it for? And I'm just going to lean on my go-to answer, and that's kids, because I can't picture, even in the 70s, adults thinking that this was a scary movie. However, I bet if I was a young child in the 70s, I could potentially think this was A, scary, and B, pretty cool. So, who knows? Maybe the people who carry the flag for this movie and have made it a cult classic are doing it for nostalgia reasons. And I know that word is a bad word for a lot of people, but not for me. I actually do respect nostalgia. I'm a big nostalgia guy. I don't personally have nostalgia for this movie. I wasn't even around for this movie when it came out. But I can respect someone using that as their reason why it holds a soft spot in their heart. Now, having just said a second ago that maybe kids in the 70s thought it was cool, there is no way in heck that kids in 2025, when this podcast was published, would like it. In fact, here's what I say to those of you that have kids. I say, hear me out, force them to watch Killdozer in its entirety without any distractions. They are not allowed to be on their phone at all. They need to sit through it in one sitting, and I guarantee you they are going to hate it because they're going to think it's so boring. And the point of this is I want you to have well-behaved children. So after forcing them to sit through Killdozer, if in the future your kids act up on you, threaten them. Say, if you don't listen up, I'm going to make you watch Killdozer again. You'll watch them shape up. Just mark my words. Isn't it neat that something like this was made for television in the 70s? And specifically television. You can't get any more mainstream than television. Because if you make a weird movie for movie theaters, you're taking a chance that there's an audience for it that will go see it. But with television, you're speaking to a much wider audience, especially in the 1970s, where everybody was watching television. Don't forget, there was no internet. There was just TV. So everybody was watching TV. That means Killdozer probably had a lot of people watching it in 1974, which means that somebody had to pitch the idea of Killdozer to a TV exec. And what's just mind-boggling is that it got greenlit. We have an idea for a killer bulldozer that runs by itself and kills people. Sold. Make it happen. You know, as much as I don't think this is a good movie, I do think it would be a fun idea to remake this movie on the condition that if you got the right comic actors, you could remake this as a comedy. I bet this would be a fun movie to see if it was in on the joke. This movie was directed by Jerry London. I checked the internet, and this is his first film. I was looking at the other titles he's made. It looks like he's done a lot of stuff for television, a lot of stuff I don't recognize, with the exception of Shogun. Shogun is actually one of the most famous miniseries in the history of television. It came out in 1980, and it was a phenomenon. Like, my mom loved Shogun. She couldn't shut up about Shogun. And it's crazy that Shogun was made by the director of Killdozer. I do like stuff like that. Almost as though he redeemed himself. Well, there you go. I just wanted to share with you that I sat through Killdozer, and I wanted to explain my thoughts on it and what it felt like to watch it and what you might possibly experience if you chose to watch it one day. Who knows? Maybe you'll love it. Until the next time we get together and have another one of these micro episodes, thank you for spending time with your old haunted pal. Please do me a favor, won't you, and take care of each other and yourself. Aloha.